Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Thank you.
calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller.
soul bleeds, tell me the price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow J.O.'s. They lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul, I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King. Exclusive hot new mix.
Ha ha ha! happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
West Coast to the mountain.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
West Radio, what the fuck is up? Can't scratch up in this motherfucker. Mad Monday. Let's give it up. Guess what? There's only two of us on here tonight. I guess they ain't fucking with us. Me and Mr. Everywhere is up in the building. Mr. Everywhere, what up?
What's good with you, Scrat?
Oh, shit. Nothing. Hanging like wet clothes and two broke niggas in the swap meet.
Good, meeting. Everybody.
What's going on, man?
Oh, just making, relaxing. Did you get that text I sent you?
I don't know. I can't say I did. Because, my phone be on one side of the room, I'll be on the other.
No, okay. I sent you a text about Wednesday show. Somebody should have sent you an email.
Oh, I did see that. It was somebody named Big Somebody, I think.
Yeah, Big Bread.
I thought it was Big Beard. Oh, no. I got to go and look at the email now. Okay, yeah, that's cool. We're going to see what's going on. What you know good?
Oh, man, just been maxing and relaxing, man. Couldn't get on my computer and do no work, so I just been sitting around crazy all weekend.
Your computer down?
No, it's not down. It's not getting the MIDI signal from the keyboard for some reason.
But you got like a USB cable. You got a USB to MIDI cord or what?
Yeah, mine is USB. It goes USB to the USB, the audio box, and the audio box USB into the what you call it. So, now I got a regular MIDI cable. I got a MIDI cable going into the audio box, and then go from the audio box into the what you call it. I didn't reinstall the drivers and everything, but it'd be all right, man. We gonna roll with it. I get it worked out in a day or so.
Oh yeah, that's always bad. We be in the building. Let me see. What I mean, if you reinstall the drivers and everything like that, you know what be fucking up shit like that sometimes is automated updates.
Yeah, well, see that damn deal. They did a new update. See, MCC, Kai keeps doing updates, messing up everybody's stuff. Even they standalones are getting messed up, man. So they done did like another update last week.
Cut the updates off. I cut the updates off and don't put it on the. I don't put it on. Well, I mean, I don't put mine on the internet. But it's hard to do if you're doing all kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
He's telling us that new update is to fix the bugs, and once you do an update to fix this bugs, then it does this and does that. So everybody in the Kai user group been pissed off because they're like, they can't get no workflow going.
Right. Yeah, the computer I do my music on, I never put it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They could be begging me for an update. I'd be like, no, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Who's that we got on here tonight? Sweet Pea and Julia?
No, it's just us three on here right now. I guess everybody ain't fucking with us tonight. They're like, fuck Crew West tonight. They'll show up.
What you say? You started this gangster shit, and this the type of things I get? Hello.
It ain't bad. I know.
Yeah, I got Big Bread, one of my good friends, man. He's gonna be on the rise, man. He's making major waves, and I sit up there. He sent me his new album. I was like, yeah, man, because he don't know how to push it. So I was like, man, you got that Cali vibe. I said, man, I need to have that. What you call it? Because Scratch is gonna love it. I said, the man on the radio show in charge. That's where he's from. So you just gave him a whole kickback and roll and smoke to. So,
I have to go and look. Yeah, go ahead. He gonna be on. If he wanna be on Wednesday, I got him.
Yeah, Wednesday. I told him Wednesday, cause that's why I sent you that text to let you know. I told him to send all the songs over, and they sent that text and stuff over that I was.
I did see that. But see, it's been a wild day. I'm talking about for the last like 3 weeks. Well, 3 weeks, 3 days, 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder, lightning, raining, power off, power on. I'm like, well, goddamn. I didn't think I was going to be able to do this show tonight because I'm talking about it was fucking storming. Lightning shit all across the sky type of shit. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. It don't do this shit in the wintertime. It's going to wait till the summertime.
And now you with the floods and the Crips and the Bloods.
Oh yeah, I'm in the floods with the Crips and the Bloods. Hey, good look, I got these like stones. They like little square bricks, and that's the only way I could get from the studio to the house. I gotta walk across them bricks to get in the house. If not, the water be rushing right in front of the studio door. Unless I just walk through the water. That should be looking like a damn stream, nigga.
Oh, hell. And Sweet Pea, I'm going to start sending you and Connoisseur Chris a lot. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on in Houston. It's going to be opportunities for him if he's serious about his craft. It's going to be a lot of opportunity. My man's going to keep me posted. They're going to be doing a gang of stuff down there. A lot of shows they're going to be doing down there. They got one coming up for Lil Flip. album release party coming up the 20-something of this month. I had to look. I got this. Mm-hmm. I think I sent it. Did I send it to you already, Sweet Pea?
I think you did.
Yeah, that's what you call it. Anytime I send you flyers, I can always let you know what's going on with whatever. Somebody's trying to open up. All I do is make a phone call to my peoples. So they're going to be putting on a whole bunch of stuff down in Houston. And that's what he was telling me. So, okay.
Well, see, you know, he's going through the same thing, kind of like what 86 was going through. You know how you just kind of
not into
you start working and you get busy and then shit just happens, you know, and I be trying to tell him that, you know, he gotta trust me. There ain't nobody gonna call him. They gonna call with some bullshit if they call him. They not gonna call with money. Like, we already have to beat and did stuff. And then they'll be like, oh, I'll put you over here.
Negative. Let me explain something to everybody. I got these kids. When I took them to Memphis and they got like third place, they was all sad. Man, we ain't going, man, we only had one mic, man. Because I was telling, man, y'all, what you call, because y'all only had one mic and it was three of y'all trying to rap and do your dance routine with one mic and had to pass the mic and be on cue. But
exactly.
Y'all did good for what you had. So they was depressed. And I told them always, at the hotel room, I was like, look at here, man. I said, that's y'all first time ever performing. Y'all went up against the big dogs of Memphis. I didn't have y'all playing at no backyard party. Y'all went in your own neighborhood. Y'all went to a city that's not even affiliated with y'all and did a damn good job. I said, all this was the rehearsal for the big thing. So I took them, me and Buddha got on the road, started taking them to shows in Louisiana, doing all the Juneteenth parties and stuff, and they got better and better. So when they went out there Thursday night, they were sitting up there, and their mama said, oh, I said, let them swim in the pool. I said, let them put themselves in superstar status, and then let them come back in and rest. And then they came back in and rest and went to the show, and I preached them a little deal before they went in the building. And I said, everything I taught y'all, from the radio station interviews to when y'all went on the road doing shows, to how y'all acted in y'all videos, use that to your advantage because ain't nobody else got no manager like y'all. And they went in there, had all them people at the damn deal and performing in front of all them record executives. And you see the end result, Sweet Pea. And they were so surprised. And I said, all you got to do is listen to somebody who knows what they're talking about. I knew what the record label wanted. They had a guy from Calabasas, California. Soon Scratch knows where that's at. And they turned around and they cut his performance because they said, look here, man, you a rich ass kid talking about shooting guns and dope, selling dope. I wouldn't sign you. I wouldn't sign you because you fake. And he was so hurt because he done come from way Calabasas, California. And here these little teenage kids ain't talking about the trap. They ain't talking about no damn strap, slide and slime, trenches, none of that stuff. Did a mama song. Like Dear Mama Tupac did a mama song and won the whole damn thing. And got one single distribution deal. And if they do good with the single, which I'm getting ready to put them in the studio in Dallas for the single, if they do good with that single, it's going to be a label deal on the table. Right after that. So we good on that. They getting the contracts drawn up. I had to get some contracts made. And Scratch, if you need some blank contracts, I got some blank contracts I can email you. So it's looking real promising. So don't never think that it's going to knock on your door. You got to go get it. You got to go get it. These kids, I damn near pulled a plug on them when they were getting in fights at school because they made rap videos and the guys were mad because the girls were liking them. And they getting kicked out. I said, hey, leave them folks alone. Focus on your homework or your music or this rap stuff is over with. And they, man, we going to listen. I said, if you listen, we going to the next level. And they listen. That's all it takes. Never count your dreams out. You can put your shoulders on the mat, but as long as you put your foot on the ropes, the referee can't count you out.
Yep. Yep. You got to get your foot off the rope and get back to wrestling.
Yeah, because I got to do that. I'm going to do 86 because I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to do all his photo editing tomorrow and have that knocked out and have his website up and running. So he'll be set with that. So I've been working nonstop. I don't get a day off. But, tell Tommy Steele Kid, don't never. Just know, I mean, y'all know he got to work and pay bills. But in the meantime, go in and do the little. It's the little things that's going to make a big impact. But as long as he's getting his face known in some of these places, when he pop up at some of these shows, even if he's just going to network, you ain't got to be on stage all the time. Go network. Go get your flyers out and pass them around just to make your presence known. That's it. Charlie Boy went and passed out CDs for free. He said, I was giving CDs away. And people like, who is this? He said, some people throw the CD down on the ground because they never heard of them. Then some people play it, and then they come back and see him at another show passing out CDs or selling them whatever. And they're like, oh, man, I got the last one. That shit jamming. And that's how he built his fan base. He didn't build it up sitting in no couch talking about, oh, I'm just going to post it on SoundCloud and everybody going to listen to me. No, you can put it in their face. Them kids being street court on every corner.
That. You got to do that when you out doing show. Because, ooh, nigga, I ain't smoked a weed in about 4 days. I hit this weed, nigga. I'm about to fucking lose my breath.
Go ahead, Scratch.
The people don't know that it's always like I say. Just say if you got 10 rappers rapping and you went third, you gotta have something to be like, damn, that motherfucker number 3 was tight. That third nigga, whatever his name was tight. So if you got some kind of fucking flyer or something, because I used to put all the shit on the table all around the goddamn building, all the flyers, I put them motherfuckers all around the building.
We
always pick up, so we'd go to the next spot. But it wasn't a lot of them on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got some people that they on the table. Why they on the ground? You gotta have something that people could identify you. They're gonna be like, oh, number 3 was hot. Who was that? Oh, that was Connoisseur Chris.
We did the video shoot, and I called a car lot up, a white lady, 55 years old. I called her up and said, hey, can we use one of your nice fancy cars for a video shoot? I got 3 little boys. She said, who, Dez? What you call it? The triple ball boys? I said, yeah. I said, how you know about them? Oh, my daughter and my, what you call, oh, man, they love triple ball boys. I know them boys. I seen them. I seen the videos they shot. And I said, yeah, we trying to shoot another bit. She said, y'all more than welcome. Y'all tell me what you need and everything. And I told about the bowl. They had a bowl put on the hood of the car and everything, support. And they had been over Shreveport. Passing out raffle tickets for gift baskets and stuff, hustling up their money and selling their shirts and stuff. People called the police on them. The police show up and they like, yeah, we a rap group, this and that, and we trying to raise money and sell our shirts. And you know what the police said? Y'all doing something positive. Y'all ain't selling no dope. Y'all keep on. Even when we shot the first video, people called because they seen them with the prop money, flashing the prop money, and we down there at the boardwalk in Shreveport by the casino. And they call the police. The police come, and I'm like, look. I said, there ain't nobody. What you call it? He said, okay, it ain't. They called the supervisor and said, there's some kids shooting a music video. They're not asking for no, they're not begging nobody for no money. Somebody said they were begging for money. They weren't begging for money. They were sitting up there flashing the money on one of the shots. And police like, hell, so now they want to be in the video. So then everybody around was sitting up there clapping because they were mad. It was a whole bunch of white people. They were mad. Leave them boys alone. They ain't bothering nobody. And the police like, I got this. So they let us finish shooting the video. Start supporting. But they seen these little kids out there on the ground, on the pavement, sitting up there trying to sit up there and put it in their face. The flyers, everything they had, flyers, T-shirts, visor caps, whatever they had to sell, to raffle off, they were doing it. And they took that money and paid for their videos, their beats, studio time, everything's all exclusive. No lease beats. Ain't damn beat lease. They got the contract paperwork, the copyrights, the publishing, everything is all there. They got their own bank account, LLC, Triple Bar Boys LLC, their business bank account, and they got their website. Anybody got Roosevelt's website? They got their website. You sell your own music and your own shirts and stuff on your website. All money goes to you.
Man,
that's young businessman. See, that's why everybody's looking at them like, okay, y'all gonna go be somebody because y'all are rappers and y'all got websites, y'all got merchandise. All these other rappers just showed up with a T-shirt and grabbed the microphone, ain't got nothing to sell, nothing to give away.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about a whole lot of people, bro. When it comes down to, you know, I don't care. Whenever I walk out the door, if I decide to do a show, I got something to give away or something to sell. You got to. You know what I mean? Because, once again, you know, people, they really know who you are. When you give away something, giving away shit is always the fucking business. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got like a, you know, I went from CDs to thumb drive. So depending on who it was, I would give them a thumb drive. Because you got that shit in your car. You got that shit in your computer. You know,
hey,
depending on...
Hey, do you got a thumb drive? Not to cut you off, do you got a thumb drive, a presser that makes up the, that you can load up like 7 or 10 up, often at a time and make them?
Yeah, I could do that. Because I got one I could do like 5 at a time. But it's just slow. Because if you make them MP3s, you could do like 2 at a time and they go fast. But when you got a lot of them that you're doing at one time, it's kind of slow. So I usually just do 2 at a time.
Oh, yeah. I was going to get the one with like 36 off in there. Got one with like 36 off in there.
You could do that, but you have to have a fast-ass computer for that shit to work. If not, you'll be sitting there for a few hours waiting for it to finish.
Yeah, I'm
You know what I mean? So you got
yeah,
it.
Might work.
I do 2 at a time. Them motherfuckers be done so quick. I just put 2 more in there because it takes 5. Sometimes I could do 5 if, like, you know, I'm lazy as a motherfucker. But I got a lot of computers in here, so it's like I just use one computer and it just load them up. Yeah, but that don't sound like a bad idea, cause fuck, I just put it on one of these Macs and let that motherfucker just run.
You just sit up there and do 36 at a time. You do it 10 times, that's 360. Hell, I can get them some guns for dirt cheap, you know, get the 2 gigabytes or 8 gigabytes.
You don't even need gigabytes for music. If it's like, unless you just got a shitload of music and you putting videos on there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to load videos, like put their whole album and then about 2 or 3 videos on there.
Yeah, all you need is about a gig. That's about the only thing that's going to take, a gig maybe 2. But the music ones, I got like 128 megabytes. That'll get you an album on that motherfucker. And those is cheap as fuck because they so small. It don't take a lot of megabytes to put a album. You know, a whole album, if you got 3-minute songs, an album is only like 56 megabytes. I ain't getting ready to put a motherfucking whole album on a 2 gigabyte hard drive when my shit is only 56 meg of music or something like that. Because every song is only like 3 megabytes if you put them, you know. So why should I give these motherfuckers a big-ass drive that they could erase when I give them a little one? If they want to erase it, they can. Because they cheaper.
See, I got to go back on that website when I sent you that time and go back and see how much the summer guns are for 2 gigs. I just thought about that. I just seen that presser online the other about a week or so ago. I was like, hell, man. I said, I didn't even know they make them summer guns, get 36 of them off in that summer gun. I was like, shit, man, that's a ticket right there. That's Shit, that better than burning CDs right there. I'll just sit up there, load them in, and you're going to dump them on there and take them out, and you can already have them pressed up with your logo, like two logo on there.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Well, yeah.
So that's what we need to do next. We need to push that True West album out, man. Just get everybody that's in on it and drop about two tracks a piece and do your whole True West album. Get
yeah,
two
because
from
not only that, I mean, the people that you hooked us up with, you know, if they want to pick up this How the West Was Won, that's really the one I want to try to, you know, I want the True West album done, of course. We could do that. We could get everybody do like two songs or something like that, and that'll be good just for the introduction. But when How the West Was Won come out, I want the whole soundtrack, because we're going to sell the fuck out of that shit. Because every time them people go and look at an episode, and then like we're going to say, you know, we're going to have a commercial in there, oh, yeah, the soundtrack is out right now. And everybody who's looking at that shit, because the shit going to be on like Netflix or something like that, maybe. So we have our old commercial in there to where the motherfuckers would go and buy the soundtrack, and then we all get paid off the soundtrack. Because the soundtrack, I mean, it's getting ready to be like 10 hours worth of shit, so we probably have about 3 or 4 fucking CDs worth of shit.
So,
but we have thumb drive. And CDs if we got to, you know what I mean?
Did you, Sweet Pea, you gonna have you a track on there?
Mm-mm.
Dry.
Sweet Pea gonna go and drop one. I might be going and drop one. Ain't nobody never
yeah,
heard
after,
me.
After she hear the first CD, she gonna be like, fuck that. I'm getting ready to get in the studio. She gonna
be like, oh, man, why you don't rap? I say, man, I'm a businessman. I don't have to, what you call it.
She ain't got to rap. All she got to do is speak. You know what I'm saying? Some spoken word to just talk. Just have a track and you just talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? That's it. She ain't got to rap. But then, you know, nothing else. She gonna fuck around. She going to watch. She going to be like, fuck that. I got to put some bars on this motherfucker.
You know about that.
Nigga, stop being like that. I know you got some boys somewhere up in there. Damn, I said up in there. Y'all done got me country.
Feel like I was trying too hard. The people who supposed to be rappers, it's really kind of effortless.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? All you got to do is tell Chris to write you some bars. You memorize them, just rap that shit.
Hell no, I would never do that.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, sweetie. She ain't trying to get him. Shit. I'm going to be trying to watch. When you hear everybody rapping, you're going to be like, nigga, I'm about to get on something.
Yeah, one day I might get on a track with 86. Rapping just ain't me, man. I retired from that the first time I sent my demo in, they stole my damn song.
Well, see, I wasn't a rapper for a long time until I started recording the gang of them, and they was pissing me off because they was like, I can't say, they wasn't whack, but I'm like, ugh. And I'm like, no, say it like this. If I could tell a motherfucker how to say they rap, I could damn sure rap. And my boy Fela Al, I wasn't even rapping. I just recorded a gang of rappers. I mean, this was back in the days, and he goes, all right, if you want to rap, just make a rap all the way through real fast without stopping. And I said, I don't know if I can do that. but I did it. I still remember the rap, kind of. And that's what changed me around. I was like, oh, okay. I really can rap. I did this rap real fast, and I never stopped. He said, just keep rapping and don't stop. I'm trying
well,
to remember.
I can write, but I can't rap. If that makes sense.
Because you talk too slow.
I guess.
Yeah, you talk too slow. That's why. Man, I ain't going to be able to rap that song because I wrote it too fast.
But usually in Houston, she'll blend in, though, because that's how they be. I'm so old, I'm off the whoops, I'm off the dome, sit back, relax, and I'm running with the snow cone, candy paint on the job in the flow, and you see me coming through, poking in, you know, so that's they style, so she'll blend in.
Yeah,
you know, she's laid back style, so it's easy for her. She'll blend right on in, or she go and be up north when she do that, yep. They'll say, man, that bus with the goddamn
hey,
window.
Hey, yeah. Hey, everywhere. See if you're
yeah.
Before Chris. Be like.
There's a lot of people who got famous for perpetrating the style.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
I don't have a style because I don't rap. And I speak slowly because if a person says something to me about mumbling, and mumble rap and all that, they get cursed the fuck out. Just say
hey,
you don't
look.
Understand. You don't understand the way I pronounce the words.
You don't say
that I mumble.
Hey, Sweet Pea, you remind me of my eye roll, rest in peace. Because, see, you different because you young. My eye rolls talk so damn slow. It used to fuck me up when she called me because she'd be like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. That's good. What you been up to? I be like, damn, I got to talk to High Rose. We could have a 10-minute conversation. It's going to take us 30 minutes to get that motherfucker done.
You make me sound like I'm a dope thing or something. You think
No, I'm not saying that. My Aunt Rose used to talk slow. Like
I'm telling you, you talk at the same speed as I do.
I know.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
Just,
I know I talk like that. That's why people laugh at me.
Yeah.
To me, you sound so country.
No, ain't nobody
I am
country. Ain't nobody country as confetti.
Yeah,
you the most country motherfucker on the show.
He ain't country.
Him and Buddha. So that motherfucker...
Yeah.
Confetti was over here, when he was over here, and he stayed over here a week. You know, he always be talking about that tea and shit, right? Herbal shit, whatever. See, this motherfucker want to put in some water. He just put the tea in his mouth, like the powder.
He tripping, dog. He be tripping.
So this nigga was talking to me, right? He put that tea in his mouth. It sounded like he started teaching. Talking French like a motherfucker. He was like, I'm a good deal. I'm going, what the fuck you just say? And then that nigga's trying to get that tea down without no damn water. Oh man, I was just saying, I'm like, boy, hey, you want some of this? No, I don't want none of that, nigga. If I'm going to start talking French, nigga, after I put it in my mouth, shit.
Well, I made a decision to try to be a little bit more understandable than the rest of my family because you are who you are, you know, and you speak like who you speak like. So I chose to slow it down so people could understand because I get offended when they say that I'm mumbling. Just say you don't understand my dialect or ask me to say the word again. But when they say something about mumbling and all that, that's when they get cussed the fuck out because it's a fact. I'm from the woods. My family's from the woods. I didn't spend that much time in Houston until my grandmother started to be sick. But in school age, even then on the weekends I would go back down there, but I didn't be here all the time till I was like maybe 8 or 9. So that's a good time.
Well, we don't, out here in Cali, we don't call people that's country mumbling, because both of us, everybody, like, when I go down to the South, or, like, even when I go to Atlanta and I say shit, the motherfuckers go, say that again.
They talk faster in the Bay area, they talk faster than they do in L.A.
Right.
If I talk to them, we don't call it mumble.
We like, hey, stop mumbling to me. We don't say that. Not in Cali. Not, you know what I'm saying? We be like, huh? Just the way we say shit and they say, huh? Y'all, so, a lot
it's
of people.
The same, I got the same accent as the rappers do.
They be like,
yeah,
huh? If we say a certain phrase, and people don't know from down south what our phrase is, they say, huh? What you say? Same way if y'all say a phrase, and we be going, huh?
No, they be like, oh, niggas ain't got no bars. Niggas is stupid. They sound dumb. And da-da-da-da-da. But sometimes niggas be spitting the bars of the century, but they don't understand them.
But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the bombest example. When I told them motherfuckers in Atlanta I wanted a soda, and them motherfuckers didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Well,
oh, he's talking about a pop. He want a pop.
No, that's how people in Chicago call it. That ain't what they call it in
the
South.
Nigga, the motherfuckers in Atlanta told me, I said I wanted a soda, and they didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Yep.
And the motherfuckers said, oh, a pop?
Soda,
he want a pop. I was like a Pepsi, a Coke, or something. Oh, he want a pop. They didn't know
that's
soda.
Like he in West Lane, to be honest. So they might not have been from there.
What are y'all calling down in Texas, Sweet Pea?
Huh?
What are y'all calling in Texas?
What?
Soda.
And look,
see, they call soda down there.
Detroit, they do the same thing.
In Arkansas, they're going to call it pop.
Yeah,
Arkansas
going to
say a pop or soda water.
Soda water, yep. Or the motherfuckers in Detroit, they say pop.
I mean, I used to say soda water, but soda is the same thing. It's like, give me soda. But
nah, them motherfuckers
say,
I told them motherfuckers soda, and them motherfuckers didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I was like, nigga, Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, 7-Up. Oh, he talking about a pop. He want a pop, and they start laughing like a motherfucker.
That sounds kind of janky.
I don't care. I talked to a whole lot of words. Shit.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about somebody. They might be from the South, but their family probably ain't. Or they probably ain't their own self. Because people up, like, I was surprised when I started hearing that. And it was from people that was more up north, like Midwest. Just like Louisiana, they call it a cold drink.
Yeah, see, everybody
says
something different, you know.
Yeah, everybody says something different.
Well, I mean, so if you're just talking about a regular soda, pop, soda, water, when you start talking about other things, that really throw a motherfucker off.
It's like Alabama. I went to a restaurant in Alabama one time, and I'm like, let me get some catfish. And practice said fries. They said, we got fish and grits. I said, well, no, I don't eat grits. I eat grits for breakfast. You know, we got fish and grits. And I thought they was a call, but they got cheese, grits, and catfish. That's what they serve.
They got the motherfucker. They got the shrimp and the cheese and the goddamn grits. Shrimp
grits.
The
first time somebody told me we serve fish and chips, I was like, I want some damn fries. And that young whisper to me like, that is fries. That's got that fries. And I'm like, that ain't what we call it. I was like, let me see what they look like. Like, I was a kid, because I really didn't understand.
Yeah, chips is fries. And look, fish and chips didn't even come from the United States. Fish and chips came from the UK.
That's why they call them chips.
They call them chips. If this is chips, that came from the UK. That didn't come from the United States. But then we graduated a long time ago, and that's what we call them, fish and chips, because it's just french fries. Yeah, you say chips. Them motherfuckers ain't getting ready to bring you a bag of Lay's and shit.
That's what I thought.
Nah, they ain't getting ready to give you a bag of goddamn potato chips. They get ready to give you some french fries.
In certain places, they cut them up like french fries, but they thick. They cut them up like potato chips and cook them.
Yeah.
And then put them on your plate.
All the places that I be going to, them motherfuckers be giving you the big-ass steak fries. I love them. My big old hot motherfuckers. Big old steak fries.
Yeah, I like
fries.
Them steak fries.
Ooh-woo!
It's at Outback, I think. Outback Steakhouse got them like that, man. I like them like that. Steak fries.
Yeah, I like the big old fries. I mean, like, if you go to McDonald's, they have them steak fries as good as fuck, but you got to go on. Nigga, I eat my fries all the way home. Because once they get cold, nigga, they turn into motherfucking potato sticks. So.
I love Five Guys, how they give them to you in that big-ass cup. And sometimes it be so many that they just be trying to give them away. They be all in the bottom of the bag.
Well, you pay about $20 for them. So this time we're going to charge you about $18 for a meal. You don't get a meal, you got to buy a separate. It's paying $4 for fries, $4 for a drink, and $8 for a hamburger. You had a $20.
But see, that's where I win at, because I can't eat hamburgers, and that's all they sell. God, I mean,
yeah,
I'll be stupid full off all them damn fries.
I gotta have a big-ass potatoes, man. Them big-ass potatoes, them motherfuckers is what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? That's what it's supposed to be. All them fucking little skinny-ass fries, them motherfuckers. If you get them big fries, depending on how far you going, them motherfuckers still be hot when you get home. Them little bitty fries, boy, you be fucked up. You be fucked up.
Like them hard-ass McDonald's fries.
Oh, them motherfuckers be gone before I get home. If I go and pick them up, I get in the drive-thru, and as soon as them motherfuckers hand it to me, I'll be eating them motherfuckers all the way home.
But see, I learned the secret. I tell them, fries, no salt. And then I pull up. And then when I get to the window, they say, you got to pull all the way on up. I say, well, I need one pack of salt. So now you're getting fresh fries, and you put that one pack of salt on there, you're good as gold.
For real. What's it, man? We've been on this motherfucker talking. I'm going to play a couple of joints. It's motherfucker True West Radio, Mad Monday. Man, you know, we only three deep tonight. I guess everybody like, fuck them niggas. True West, man, King Scratch, man. Give us a call, 323-642-5097. Mr. Everywhere and Sweetie! Up in New York. Yeah. That one played in. 2-1, let's go.
Alright. Storm motherfuckers ain't really knowing if you can flow or not, so let's do this shit like,
Holler my name, nigga, you riding this scream. I be a thug with a heart to be a part of my scene. It seems we got a problem. We ain't let no women in the feminine side. It's been denied, time to give them a try.
Finally made it, now focus, you the dopest. It's just the brothers, all the sisters. I agree, it's a man's world, but why my niggas sisters? I ain't trying to hear it, witness my thug spirit.
They keep on screaming bitches,
cause niggas love to hear it. Call them my dog, cause they rowdy than a motherfucker. I love you niggas like brothers.
Double Glock, so all you niggas be wrong. From the dust to the storm, we might trip, but I dare you kiss the fuck around with storm. We outlaws, I said it a minute, and when you see me, Lava TV is strictly represented. Then let me hear you scream, this is for my niggas, only for my niggas, let me see you do.
trip.
Must want an ass with it.
We be the first motherfuckers you and bad boy with. Yeah. Busters through Brooklyn looking my shots to Queens. Cause I'm looking for Liv Shaw, that bitch ass fiend. I bet you scream like last year. Bet don't come to California, we don't want your buster ass here.
We outlaw riders, thugs till we die. Get they groove on.
Niggas getting high, call me a motherfucking troublemaker. Send me to jail, but watch me bust on LL. Now let me hear you scream. This is for my niggas, only for my niggas. For my niggas, let me see you throw your hands up.
From a generation of pain will murder his minor. Rebellious and more jealous, a chip you for designer. Belt buckles and cloud overzealous and prone to violence. Make the wrong turn, be a will of the will alignment. Residue burn, mist at the inner city. Miscommunication to keep homo detector busy. No protection is risky, desensitized. I vandalize pain, covered up and camouflage. Get used to hearing arsenal rain. Analyze, risk your life, take the charge. Homies, don't fuck your baby mama once you hit the yard. That's culture, 23-hour lockdown. Then somebody called, said your little nephew was shot down. The culture's involved. I done seen niggas do 17, hit the halfway house, get out and get his brains blown out, looking to buy some weed, car washes played out, new GoFundMe accounts to proceed, a brand new victim, a shatter those dreams, the culture. Culture to let y'all know what a nigga look like in a bulletproof rover. In my mama's sofa was a doodle popper, hair trigger, walk up closer. Ain't no photoshopping, friends bipolar, grab you by your pocket. No option if you froze up, always play the offense. Niggas going to work and selling work, late for work. Working late, praying for work, but he on paperwork. That's the culture, point the finger, promote ya. Remote location, witness protection, they gon' hold ya. The streets got me fucked up, y'all can miss me. I wanna represent for us. New revolution was up and moving. I'm in Argentina wiping my tears, full of confusion. Water in between us, another peer's been executed. History repeats again, make amends and find a nigga with the same skin to do it. But that's the culture, crack a bottle. Hard to deal with the pain when you're sober. By tomorrow, we forget the remains, we start over. That's the problem, our foundation was trained to accept whatever follows. Dehumanized, insensitive, scrutinized, the way we live for you and I. Enemy shook my hand, I can promise I'll meet you. In a land where no equal is your equal, never say I ain't told ya. Nah, in a land where hurt people hurt more people, fuck calling it culture. Celebrate new life when it come back around. The purpose is in the lessons we learning now. Sacrifice personal gain over everything, just to see the next generation better than ours. I wasn't perfect, the skin I was in that truly suffered. Temptation and patience, everything that the body nurtures. I felt the good, I felt the bad, and I felt the worry. But all in all, my productivity has stayed urgent. Face your fears, always knew that I would make it here. Where the energy is magnified and persevered. Consciousness is synchronized and crystal clear. Euphoria is glorified and made his.
reflecting on my life and what I done. Paid dues, made rules change out of love. The same views made schools change curriculums, but didn't change me staring down the barrel of that gun. Should I feel resentful? I didn't see my full potential. Should I feel regret about the good that I was into? Everything is everything. This ain't coincidental. I woke up that morning with more heart to give you. As I bleed through the speakers, feel my presence. To my brother, to my kids, I'm in heaven. To my mother, to my sis, I'm in heaven. To my father, to my wife, I am serious, this is heaven. To my friends, make sure you count them blessings. To my fans, make sure you make them investments. And to the killer that spared at my demise, I forgive you, just know your soul's in question. I seen the pain in your pupil when that trigger had squeezed. And though you did me gruesome, I was surely relieved. I completed my mission, wasn't ready to leave, but fulfilled my days, my creator was pleased. I can't
but I don't know what to feel. Do I wanna go independent or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is. I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I wanna be a team player and drop 50 in the gym.
I wanna be like Dame, I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note like an OG. I be on my own note trying to be me. Trying to find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit, and I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself, no privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy, stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my 6 for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand, locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn. I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life,
my own note,
you find out you don't.
I be on my own note.
Gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note.
Be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, trying to be me. I be on my own note. I be on my own note. I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
Slide on, slide on, slide on, slide on.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back in this motherfucker, man. Give us a call. 323-642-5097. Mad Monday. Everywhere. With it. I don't know if he played that song for you, but I had to play that motherfucker. It ain't mixed right, but
what song?
The one I played, Roosevelt Wade. Jesse Wade.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever let you hear that one.
It was the first time I heard it.
Then you slide to the left and slide to the right. Man. Yeah, he ain't playing none of my songs. That nigga better not call me. I'm going to cuss his ass out.
Surprised he didn't call me today. I had to check on him after the show.
Yo, he called me every night. Shit. You see that song? Man, you know a motherfucker can't do no song like that. Yeah, well, I ain't tripping. He in better hands with you than he is with me.
They got right? That. I call that Black Country. They call it Southern Soul, but it is Southern Soul. It's like Black people country music. So they try to act like, you know. They just made their own lane, basically.
That really wasn't. I don't know. Cause me and my boy Art did that song. It kind of. I was trying not to hip hop the beat out, but then Art played a good guitars and the bass and shit. So we tried to make it Trevor and Soli as fucking possible, but I couldn't do it by myself. I really couldn't. I think I could, and I tried, but it always starts sounding like hip-hop.
I tell you what, I don't know how to work the machines or nothing like that, but I can tell you how to get the sound, and I'm not bullshitting. All you do have to do is do like a big band type of sound, even if they're not playing an instrument. Do a big band sound, and then put your beats on it.
I'm gonna tell you the realest shit ever. The big band shit I wanna do fucking like New Orleans. I want bump, I want that shit. I really, when it come down to, you know, Southern Soul Jazz, my father played jazz, my mom played piano. My little brother, he play a tuba. I want that boom, 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 tick that, boom, 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 boom. I want that shit. That's
but
what I'm talking about.
But we talking about Southern Soul. We talking about jazz.
That ain't jazz. I mean, well, it's jazz. It's a different kind.
Yeah, Southern Soul is jazz. Southern Soul is R&B mixed with blues. And, you know, then blues was, the original blues. It's hard to explain original blues hell, but yeah, Southern Soul, it's just an R&B flavor of blues. That's all it is.
And
the only reason I say big band is because you got the whole like.
I'm talking about that deep New Orleans shit is what I'm trying to get. I want that shit.
You want that on the track? I can put that on the track.
I love that shit, bro, because I watch this show called NCIS New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. And every time I watch NCIS New Orleans, the motherfuckers always be boom, 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 boom. I love that shit. That horn section shit. The motherfuckers are like, oh my God, bro. That's what I've been on. Every time I watch that fucking that show, them motherfuckers, they did a Christmas song, and it was the same one I did. It's called the Christmas song is called let me see. I forgot the motherfucker. Somebody Black Fairy. But that's the name of the original song, right? Boom. You know what I'm talking about? And I did this song because me and my sons did a song off of it for Christmas. But when I heard their version of it, that shit was so bomb. Black Fairy, what the fuck is that shit called? Somebody Black Fairy or Cherry Fairy or something. But the motherfucker, that shit was so bomb, but they had it in that New Orleans style. I was like, God damn it, that's what I want to rap off of. It's called Sugar Plum Fairy. That's what it's called. Sugar Plum Fairy. Mm. And that's that. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't make me.
The only one I know for real is the one that Mystical used. Now, that's the shit. That one is the shit.
Hold on. I'm just going to give you 30 seconds of this shit. 30 seconds. Not even 30. But you will know what it is when I play it. If I can find that motherfucker. Watch. 30 seconds.
Hey, man, you ever talk to Sam?
No, I ain't talk to him.
Hell yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna call.
bubble bath. Maybe a threesome, me and her with my other half, a brand new Billy.
You know what I'm talking about now?
That's not what you call it, though. That's classical.
No, it's called Sugar Plum Fairy. That's the name of the song.
I know.
That's a Christmas
it's
song.
It's classical music. They play it at the symphony.
Yeah, they do. Well, fuck them on the symphony. But the motherfuckers had this same song, and they was playing it on my show. I be watching it, and that shit was fat as fuck.
Mm.
But it was more. It was more New Orleans. They made it more New Orleans than that.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a what you call it? Okay, that was jazz started at New Orleans.
Yeah, I know.
It's original jazz music started in New Orleans. So, but yeah, I can make those all day long, man, with them horns and stuff like that. I was doing that for a road the other day, but I can't. I mean, that was like last week, but I can't do nothing. I can't get this summer going to work. Shit.
Look. Okay. This is what you do. I'm gonna tell you what you do.
I'm gonna go buy
you
a
and you got a PC, right?
Yeah.
Just go and backdate that motherfucker before the damn before you won't lose no content.
It's not the computer backdate, it's not the computer, it's the program. Updates. The MPC, a Kai program updates, not the computer. Kai putting updates out. And you got to uninstall. You got to go in and uninstall it. If I uninstall it, I'm finna lose all my stuff that I done did. If I uninstall the Akai program and reinstalled it, all the chance I got saved, I ain't even put out yet. It'll be over with. So
that's why
there was already a thought threat.
Yo, huh? What that is you say?
I said that
so
was a
that
song.
Need to be thrown in trash.
No, that's why you gotta save everything on the external drive. Because if you reinstall a program, that means that everything that you made is gonna be on your external drive. Everything I say be on my external drive.
Confetti, did you just say you need to throw
left.
It away?
He gone.
Oh, Confetti gone.
Yep.
He probably hung up on accident.
He done came in and went.
Well, then it's always, it's only 17 minutes left, so he only got 17 minutes before the show ends.
Well, he'll probably pop back in a second.
Yeah, but I don't know if y'all watch NCIS New Orleans, but them motherfuckers be having some shit cracking on that motherfucker. I want to do all my songs like that. I just need a couple of boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm.
You
that's
have to
it.
Let me know.
Oh,
see, I got
it.
I got one on my Korg Triton. It's called Big Brass, and it sounds just like New Orleans Brass Band, man. You sit up there, that pa-womp, we got the goddamn trombones, and it's got the tubas, trombones, everything.
I feel like you need to tell when your project chick is almost income tax time to buy you a new computer and just throw that shit in the trash.
Confetti. Welcome.
Throw that shit to trash.
Start
over, baby. I know. I'm trying to be a down south homie. Just throw that shit in the trash. Because that shit is not working on floppy disk. You didn't stretch that floppy disk game long enough. Good evening.
I probably need to throw all my shit in the trash because these motherfuckers
That's what happens, man. You know, people sit up there and they say, man, I can go buy a lotto ticket for $1 or I can buy a ticket to Confetti Show for $1. I know what I'm getting if I buy the lotto ticket, but if I buy the ticket to Confetti Show, I done got beat out my money.
Hey, that's fucked up.
I had to get you. Now I got to cut you. You came in the door and let the flies in.
Hey, I see that. Yeah, I know you ain't gonna let me make it. Somebody was coming in the game swinging.
Wasn't gonna let you make it.
If I lose, at least I'm going out of windmilling. Fuck it.
That nigga just all you gotta do is just move to the side. That nigga just be swinging and nothing.
That's all right. Goddamn it.
They're like, what? Just sit down and look at him. Just, where you at, nigga?
Man,
I know, he might, you know what? I tell you what. It'd be easy for him to kill me, destroy me, just throw me them hard ass floppy disks and cut my veins up, you know what I'm saying? Trying to put them tracks on, you know what I'm saying? They probably put a hit on me. Everywhere probably throw them floppy disks at me. You know what I'm saying? Try to act like he's trying to give me a beat.
No, but you know the deal about a Confetti, we know. We go back to when you put your first project out, man, and everybody still using your album cover as a dustpan, you know. No disrespect to the music, but man, we got to keep our house clean.
You know, hey, what was the? You know, I know. What's the little group that won the contest in Dallas?
Triple Boss Boys.
Huh?
Yeah, Triple Boss Boys.
Triple Boss Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to salute them, you know what I'm saying? Mom's crying, tears of joy, you know what I'm saying? And she knew goddamn well every show your ass ever produced, they only had two people, so it was like a miracle they made it, but they made it on talent. They ain't make it on your fucking
Yeah, you know why the two people know. That was there? Hey, well, you and your DJ said didn't nobody show up at your show.
They ain't make it.
They left their show in the building empty and come over to our show. There were two people he's talking about.
She was on the crying. She said, I know goddamn well we're going to make it on everywhere promotion, but we made it.
He told the DJ, he said, look, man, the night is still young. Let's just pack up and go to their show.
Y'all crazy.
Matter of fact, give me this stuff. We'll come back and get it after their show.
Y'all crazy. All
right, though. It's great. Just unplug it
so he don't run up the electric bill.
Hey, she was saying, tears of joy. She knows they up and done it. She said, goddamn. We up and done it. He pointed in the right direction. Scratch. That's all that counted.
Scratch.
Hey, you pointed in the right direction. That's all that counted.
Hey, the club owner didn't let him use the club. He said he can pack the house out. Didn't nobody else show up. So the club owner told him, hey, man, y'all just unplug and sing a cappella, man. Y'all going to run my light bill up.
It was last time he packed the show was 2010. Goddamn. About 12 years ago. And that was three people. That was a capacity.
Hey, and the sad part about it, he done wrapped the whole album acapella with no microphone plugged in in the background.
All the people at the show was him and Buddha and the DJ.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
And then he DJ talking about confetti. I'm tired of this, man. I can't keep on performing for no damn ham sandwich with no meat.
Nah, man, you're a good guy.
DJ mad at you. He said, I thought you said we were going to split the dough. Ain't nobody came through.
Hey. Hey, yeah, man.
Okay, you know I'm the king of this confetti.
All right, man. I just be feeling hey, man. I feel like, man, everywhere.
No, they ain't triple. They don't.
Ain't everywhere, man. That's it, man. Yeah, I don't want to be the king. Man. You can win.
More triples than I did.
Yeah, but they did a good job out there, man. I was surprised, man. They did what I told them to go do.
I got triples.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I wish
we'd have had some
of
your crew out
hey,
there,
man. That's some Shreveport boys out of Shreveport, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little youngsters, you was taking it with?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a singer deal with Def Jam, so she texted me today. One of the representatives said she was busy filming, so she's going to send those contracts over to one single deal, distribution deal, so that's good. And if it does good, then it's going to do a label deal. So I'm in the door.
How old the dudes up?
15, 14, and 11.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they went up against the big dogs of Dallas and won. Because everybody there talking about the trap and straps and all that stuff, and they were just like, uh-uh.
You said they brothers, didn't you?
Hmm?
Did you say they brothers, huh?
Yeah, they brothers. Mm-hmm.
And you get them together and you tell them, no matter how much fame or what's happening or what's about to go on or how much shit coming their way, that they is fucking brothers and to remember that first before they make
stick
any
together.
Remember
yeah,
the brothers.
Yeah, I already told them all that. I done told them all that from school to all that, because the other two got mad at the main one that wanted to rap and brought them in because he getting in trouble at school. And I said, I'm finna pull the plug, and they were mad because they like, man, I rap real finna be over with because of you. You got to get it together. They tell you, you better get it together, and he got it together. So we were rocking and rolling. But, yeah, I already know how to do it.
Wait till Bobby Brown show up, nigga.
Well, I feel like one
of them motherfuckers is taking the spotlight. Then Bobby Brown gonna show up.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Scratch.
And can you know
that's what happened to Scratch.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Wait till Bobby Brown show up. When the motherfuckers they get older, nigga, just like New Edition. That nigga Bobby Brown.
Michael Jackson.
That nigga just went out and started Michael Jackson. Bobby Brown, that nigga he broke protocol. He stopped, you know. Fuck the goddamn routine, nigga. I'm about to go out here and get mine in.
Man.
Nigga, that's the way groups go. That's the way groups go, man. It's always, motherfucker, why is this nigga the head motherfucker? And while we got to play the back, man, we jump in. Then you be, one motherfucker feel like, nigga, I'm about to jump in this shit, nigga. Let him know, nigga. This nigga ain't the main motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga, what you think, what's the cause of that, Scratch?
Huh?
They was the first
what you think the reason for all that?
What's the reason to defy
all
of
no,
that?
No, what I'm just saying, you was in NWA and, you know, being the whole NWA with artists, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
your take on it?
Well, first of all, Ice Cube was the tightest motherfucker around. Easy was the star, and Dr. Dre was the motherfucker, and we was just there. But But when it got down to it, everybody wanted to be in the front row. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I be in the front row? That's the way the thing was. I didn't care about being in the front row. I just wanted to be a part of. Same way with everything else that I've been officiated with. Now, but see, now that I'm in the front row of some shit, nigga, that's where I'm going to stay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going to be in a different front row than them being in the front row. When they was in the front row, they just felt like it was just about them. Why the hell? You look at a goddamn NWA movie, and I'm not in there because somebody else wants to be in the front row. I ain't got that power fucking trip on me, even though, nigga, it ain't like I got no goddamn money. But I would never power trip on y'all. If it's something that we getting ready to do, we getting ready to do it all together. And that's the way NWA was supposed to be. If Easy was alive, I'd be rich as fuck. But I probably wouldn't know on y'all. If Tupac was alive, I'd be rich as fuck. And I probably wouldn't know y'all. I like the way
right, right.
So those are the things right there, bro. I love the way everything happened. I love the way everything turned out. Fuck them niggas. And they gonna see me. They gonna see me, nigga. Scratch, what the fuck is up?
That I together with this show. Everybody act like, you know, it's the simple fact that everybody had their time. All that power tripping and shit, it don't get nobody nowhere. And another thing, I know people don't like to hear it, but a performance is not a performance without background singers, without your fucking DJ, without your dancers. Everybody is important, so you shouldn't make it like only two or three people is important and nobody else matters. That's not cool. And
that's one of the things that I always say about, other than you having some kind of, something, a flyer or a t-shirt or something that the people can know who the fuck you are, when you say show, you have to put on a show. Nigga, you just ain't got to have like three or four niggas up on the stage rapping with you. That's not a show. I used to do shows, niggas was shooting dice in the background. Some girls sitting on the goddamn stool. These niggas trying to talk to the girl. It was a show. If I didn't have that, I will get on a turntable. I will fuck some turntables up and grab my mic and start rapping by myself. That's a fucking show.
Right, right.
That's a fucking show. Motherfucker be like, all right. I'd be like, all right, let me see, let me warm up. And I start getting on the turntable and start fucking shit up. And then after I get off the turntable, I grab the mic and start rapping. That's a show. If you ain't got it like that, you have motherfuckers around to where you have shit going on in the background while you on stage. You have people in the background doing shit while you rap or with your couple of niggas that you got up there. It's called show. If I just want to hear your fucking songs, I just go and download them or buy them or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's just...
And the background speakers is important, too. That's what I've been trying to say.
Be like, oh, my God, there goes Confetti. Oh, my God, there goes Sweet Pea. Oh, my God, there goes motherfucking Mr. Everywhere. Oh, my God, there goes Scratch. They see you, but you not putting on a show. I'm getting ready to find out what the hell a show could be. S-H-O-W. And I'm going to make up a meaning to that, to where motherfuckers is getting ready to have to fuck around and follow that code in order for them to know that you doing a show. You not up there rapping. Oh, fuck. Confetti up here just rapping. So, you know what? ain't going to no more of his shows because I could just listen to him and he's doing the same thing. That's all I'm saying. S-H-O-W. What you say, Mama? Yeah. S-H-O-W. Show. Not motherfucking y'all niggas just sitting up there rapping on the stage with a couple of y'all little bust-ass homeboys. Show. Show. Somebody figure out the meaning of the show. S-H-O-W. To where when people start doing shows, when y'all start doing shows, it's going to be a show. And not a damn all-boy fest.
And just performance.
Yeah, just performance. Not just performing, make a show. I'm telling you, that'll bring everything to life for anybody. And if you guys just have all your homies over the stage, make it look right. Hell, look at the motherfucking the way the Wu-Tang and everybody used to do that shit. Them motherfuckers just, they up there with a gang of motherfuckers, but that motherfucker lit. Okay, look at a motherfucker up there by himself, KRS-One. Go and look at KRS-One shit. Him up there by himself, and everybody in the fucking joint is losing their fucking mind.
KRS got the type of songs where you should be on there. It's usually not a lot of background vocals. I was saying, if you got a song with background vocals, you need background vocals. If you sing it yourself, it's going to sound like shit. And stay while you're trying to rap.
Listen to this, we be... If I do a damn song, if I'm doing some shit, I don't give a fuck if it's a gang of motherfuckers with me. I turn my main vocals down and keep my ad-libs down. So I got my ad-libs on there already. If I got to go by myself, my main vocals is down. My my hook is high. My hook is regular. So I'm just going along with the hook. But when I rap, nigga, my main vocals is down. So it's almost like I'm just, and whatever else is on there, the main vocals is down. Everything else.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah, I do this with no, all it's got is background vocals in the instrumental, and I make them perform their vocals live. The ones that's got hooks on it, they do their vocals live. But if they got hooks that they sing, that they ain't got no singing on it, but they rapping the hook or whatever, they do all that live. All they do is get the instrumental and go to the show with the instrumental.
I just turn everything, I turn a lot of shit down. If I know I'm doing it by myself, my hooks is getting ready to be up. My ad-libs is going to be medium, and my motherfucking main vocal going to be low. If I'm doing it by myself, you know, I do it like that. That's why people don't understand that. Even like when we did shows, all the shows I did in my life, my nigga, we got like numbers. So if we go... Now, we got to do a kiddie show, we'll be like number 3. So that means we can't cuss. So I made show tapes for everything that we had to do. Depending on what the situation is, niggas out there robbery and unruly, sometimes we just have to do 6. 6 means like niggas just go all out. But you got more than one show. You don't just go out there and do one show, have one show tape. You got to have a show tape, even if it's the same show tape. But you got to make sure that you got that particular show tape for this particular artist and have a number for it. Now, you could have show number two to where you can go out there and do whatever the fuck you want to do. So one, two, and then three is a kiddie show. You got a kiddie show to where we can't cuss. So we got to go out there and do this show. But everybody know the show. So that's what shows is all about, see? It's not just about having one show tape. If, depending on where you at, nigga, you sitting up there and you hear motherfuckers with cotton candy and fucking teddy bears and shit, you got to do show number two. That's going to be the low show. That's the show that you have to go and you have to be nice. Different song. Different
nice
songs
take,
is what
bro.
You would do. You know what I mean? Oh, shit, there's a whole lot of army vets in here. You got to do something that's getting ready to uplift people. You walk up in the club, nigga, you could tell what the hell is getting ready to go on. You could decide on what goddamn show you want to do when you get up in that bitch. Damn, it's a gang of girls in here. Let's do some booty shaking shit.
Goddamn, I wonder if I can walk in and see that shit.
Well, you can't, but, you know, somebody will tell you. Be like, if there's
okay.
ass in here, we going to do the ass show. That's number five.
Okay, I got to make sure I get that. I got to get another half of that show tape.
See, that's what I'm saying. It ain't just about one show tape. You make one show tape, and then you get somewhere because I don't give a damn. If I get around somewhere and I see kids, I can't just do the show
right.
tape that I already got. I got to
right.
be able to do it because I'm not trying to disrespect these kids or their parents.
Kids and the elders or the elders.
Yeah. I see the old lady in the wheelchair sitting in the corner. I can't be going, what's up, motherfucker? I can't do that. I can't do that. So I got to have a show for them. I be like, damn. It's like half gangster, but it's half like kids, and you got to be able to do it for the kids.
And they want a performance, too. They don't want you
right.
not to perform.
You don't
want
to look around
yeah.
and see their mamas putting their hands over their goddamn ears and shit. Nah.
Yeah, because, you know, I be looking at my auntie and them, my uncle and them. They be wanting me to perform. I be looking like, I ain't got a show tape for y'all, but I ain't think about it like them. I had to cut them a show tape, too.
Bro, my mom showed up at one of my shows. I was like, I looked at everybody around that motherfucker and said, Mom, sorry. My mom said, do your shit. I was like, okay. I just went. You know
no,
what
I'm
saying?
I don't even
cuss around my moms, bro. I don't even cuss around my mom.
I'm just
Never.
Saying the elders, they be wanting me to perform. But I be looking like, man, I don't want to perform this around y'all. And they be one, be like, why you ain't performing? I be like,
you gotta make something for them too. You even if it's a song that you got, you gotta make another version of it. Look at how many versions of Dope Man do we have? We have four versions of Dope Man. When NWA first started. We had everything that everybody know we had. Even after I was gone out of NWA, my nigga, even with Tupac, everybody made a radio version to their song. So if you want to do the song, you just got to make a radio version to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Motherfuckers be thinking, oh, well, shit, nigga. I mean... Me personally, I don't know. I love the kids, but I ain't trying to do nothing for the kids. I'm keeping my shit the same way. But if push comes to shove, motherfuckers say, hey, we want you to do blah, 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 blah. Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to make a radio version. It's just
but you know, that just opened the door. That just opened the door for you. When you do that, you open the door for you to perform in schools and
yeah,
all type
they
other
love
things.
The songs. They, if they hear the songs, then the motherfuckers love the songs. Yeah, change it. I mean, my whole thing is it wasn't about changing it. When we was in NWA, nigga, and I remember this motherfucker, every song, nigga, Dope Man, that motherfucker got changed. It got changed. I was like, fuck. Motherfuckers just changed the words. So you can perform it anywhere, but then Dope Man was a, you know, that was the first motherfucking shit. And then the boys in the hood. Hey, all that shit got to be changed around. It went from, don't call me boy, I ain't said shit, to don't call me boy, I ain't said nothing yet. They changed the whole fucking thing. They changed the whole fucking thing.
Now the deal, yeah. I like it is you can set a marker. And you can put your markers in your song everywhere you got the N-word and cuss word. And then you can go in there and say, mute that markers. And everywhere you got a marker in the song, it'll sit up there and automatically mute it. So it'll go in and play, bam, mute, cuss, mute, play, mute, cut. Just like that. Don't take no time. But see, artists don't know that. And that's stopping you from 9.1 cents of being on the radio.
Well, if you got too many goddamn cuts or backspins in the motherfucker, they ain't going to play you like that anyway. Because if you go and listen to all the NWA songs, there's only a couple of songs that have backspins in it. But if you listen to it, they change the lyrics. Whatever the motherfucker said, they change the lyrics. That made it a whole lot different for everybody because, shit, even the radio station up here, if I send them my song and I'm cussing, nigga, it's backspinning the whole goddamn time. Right? Cause I said, motherfucker, I'm going to come and take your head off. And then that shit all be backspinning. So I'm just saying, it just changed the lyrics. But you gotta have a hit before you could change the lyrics. I wouldn't change the lyrics if I ain't got no hit. That don't make no sense to me.
Twitch nigga. Like a pussy little bitch.
Yeah, if you saying that, nigga, if that shit blow up, then make another version to it. That's all it is. When you blowing
we
up.
We could be superstars.
When you blowing up, and people love that shit with that, you know, R-rated version, that's when you make the other version. Because everybody hear it. It ain't like yesteryear when the kids couldn't hear it. The kids love that shit, too. Yeah, motherfucker.
I tell people to save the file because if they don't, and you do that song and it's got test word, and it blows up, and then the session, the producer loses the session file, the engineer loses it, then that song is over with. Ain't nothing you can do. You're not going to even go in there and remake it.
Well, I mean, you know, motherfucker might be a little extreme because you can't change that. Let you go, yeah, little sucker. Yeah, little sucker. But I'm just saying. That's
you can do how Fat Pat always did. You could just rap the song without no curse words in it or only use damn or something like that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's just making another version of the song that you already got. But it's just a little bit more, you know. Like I said, yeah, motherfucker. Now I could change that to yeah, silly sucker. Yeah, silly sucker. Yeah, motherfucker. See, motherfucker will be the wrong one. Silly sucker will be the one that everybody, the little kids can say. Yeah, silly sucker. And then they mama and them will be sitting on the other side of them over there on the right going, yeah, motherfucker. They singing that, but they say, nigga, you little kid, you better not say motherfucker. Till they going home. Yeah, motherfucker.
I know one word changed everything. And then they had let it go. Then they had to go back and fix it. But for a while, you turn on the radio, you hear, bitch.
Hey, look, wait a minute. Hold on. This is another good thing. I'm going to do that song tomorrow. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Then,
what song you doing?
Huh?
What song?
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Okay,
see,
kid version.
That's how I go. I thought.
Kid version. Yeah, silly sucker. Yeah, silly sucker. I'm doing, yeah, motherfucker. Everybody else
well,
do
if
that
you
little
simple
ass shit. I'm
going to
do the simple ass shit, too.
Well, listen to me.
Yes, silly sucker.
Would you be able to do that if somebody else already did that?
I don't give a fuck if they did it or not.
Well, you won't get hit for, like, a writer fee or something like that?
No. What I do is I just put it out on a mixtape. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker.
I was actually singing murderer when I said that.
You could be like, murderer.
No.
Okay, it's all
you
good. Yeah,
don't
motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. And then make the kid version go, yeah, silly sucker. Yeah, silly sucker. Yeah, silly sucker. And then change the lyric. So now you got a mixtape with the for the grown up and for the little kids. Cause the little kids gonna hear the grown ups playing, yeah, motherfucker. So imagine that. This is some psychological shit. Are you fucking feeling me? Y'all ain't feeling me. Hold on, let me get another beer. Y'all not feeling me. That's psychological fucked up warfare. You get what I'm saying? That is psychological warfare because you're going to hear the kid. The kids is going to hear going, yeah, motherfucker. They don't hear it. But then they can only download, yeah, silly sucker. That is fucking psychological warfare. Oh, yeah, I'm doing that shit tomorrow. I'm going to go buy me about 18 beers, and I'm just getting ready to go the fuck off.
I'm going to give me about two. Let me see if I can do the same thing.
You at home, Confetti?
No, I'm in Chicago, man.
Chicago.
Hey, I got a question, man. What's going on with your boy Boss Player, man? He be going scaring me, be having all kind of issues going on.
I don't talk to him, so I don't know.
You say you be with, you say what?
I remember he said, I think I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, that's what he said a couple
so
days.
Close, I was so close to say, do it.
I ain't going to never tell nobody to do that. My partner killed himself Monday, so I never tell nobody to do that.
You say this Monday?
This is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, right across the street from Buddha.
Come on, bro. Let's get real with this shit. If your motherfucking ass feel like you gotta kill yourself, I ain't give up to tell nobody I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I ain't give up to tell nobody I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it.
Don't
be sitting around. Wait a minute.
Like
don't be sitting around thinking that you gonna get sympathy because that nigga DJ Kit Kat did the same thing. It's so many motherfuckers that sit up there talking about, well, I think I need to kill myself. My brother did that shit. I'm not gonna even respond to this shit.
See, the deal is he went and bought that damn Mercedes Benz, and I'm like, well, you bought a Benz, and then you ain't got no money. That didn't make no sense. So then he ran out of gas on the side of the road. Every time I look up, he running out of gas.
Bro, when motherfuckers go announce that they gonna kill, like, look, man, one of my close homeboys killed himself. He didn't announce it. He did not announce it. The nigga told his sister, he got dressed like a motherfucker. So my street twin was like, nigga, you must got a hot date. I'm talking about this nigga was dressed to the T. This nigga dropped me off at the motel. Sister dropped him off at the motel, but he left his goddamn wallet. So he had to go back and get the wallet. Sister live right down the street. Let me go down here, and I'll be right back. Do you know this nigga went in the house, he got his motherfucking wallet, and got right to the, right in the street where the goddamn, because you know how these motherfuckers, they ain't like L.A. I mean, you got to come up with my yard to put my mail. The mailbox, that nigga went out to the mailbox and domed himself. And that's what he was getting ready to do up in that room. He was just gonna dome himself. This nigga was like suited and booted, like he was about to have a hot date, my nigga.
Shit, everybody ain't like that. Some people want you to talk them out of it or tell them it ain't the right thing.
See, everybody, you know, I'm gonna tell you like this. It's like a whole lot of people searching for attention. You know, especially. It'd be like, I'm going to just tell you some punk-ass niggas, and they with the girl, and he trying to do something to make the girl scared type of shit.
Right.
You know,
no,
don't do it.
Emotional attention at him.
Yeah, fuck that. That's what I'm saying. The motherfuckers do that shit in order to get the attention to the people that's around them. And then my nigga Petey. The one that killed himself by the mailbox in the middle of the street. When he couldn't get his room, he was going to kill himself in the room. But
yeah,
it was more trying to get more attention and didn't give a fuck about how you felt about everybody else around you.
Right.
That's how that shit
like
was, bro.
She get real, though. One thing about depression, it get real, but I'm like, go out in the feeling and take yourself out and don't hurt anybody else.
Do you know how many goddamn souls I could put in right now if I was just under pressure like that? If I feel like I want to kill myself, nigga, I'm going to get ready to put the hottest songs out I have you ever heard in your goddamn days.
You gotta realize other people got their own mind.
I know.
You the only one that thinks like you. So
I mean, I understand that. You the only one that think like you. Confetti the only one that think like Confetti. Everybody thinks a different way. But at the same fucking time, my life is more valuable. My life is more... How can I put it? I do too much shit. I know I'm getting ready to make it. It's getting ready to be bigger than the fucking lottery that I didn't win. It's going to be bigger than all of that shit. It's going to be bigger for y'all, too. So I don't even fuck around and sit. I could not think about my nigga straight killed himself, my nigga. And my street twin was right there when he did it. He saw him hit the ground. That shit hurt like a motherfucker. So, point being, There's nothing that I could do to take my life away from me. Not my life. The only way I'm going to get my life took is if I'm going to be like, fuck that, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker, and if he shoot me first, that's what's going to happen. Other than that, we are getting ready to make some money. I want you, both of y'all to understand that. All y'all to understand that. We're about to make some money.
I don't got no problem understanding. I just said your lack of empathy is fucked up. Because everybody don't feel like it. And some people keep it to themselves. You know, everybody don't talk to everybody.
I'm 1,000% with you.
Some people reach out for whatever reason, but everybody don't. Some people keep it to themselves and try to work through it. But some people can't do it no more, like the homeboy, and be like, fuck it. And it's fucked up that he already had his decisions made before he talked to anybody. Because I'm looking at it like that. If he would have talked to somebody, maybe he would have had a different decision.
He talked to all of us, and we always asked him, you all right? And it was always about this one woman that he was living with. It's just the one woman that he was living with, and that's what took him under. And I'm like, I'm going to put things like this. And I'm going to be, and don't take this the wrong way, Sweetie, because you're the only one on here. If it ain't no diamond shooting out your pussy, car keys, Lambos, it can't happen. It cannot happen. I love my wife to death. It ain't nothing. Anybody fuck with my wife, anything with my wife is on. This is my goddamn girl. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you get people, when you get people who don't feel like I said, this is my girl. But do you think that if she start doing me wrong, I would not leave? Those are the things that a whole lot of people have. They have this thing to where the relationship is fucked up. And that's what this motherfucker thought, my nigga, Pete. He thought it was just, he loved a girl, and the girl seemed like he didn't love her, and this nigga killed himself over her. Oh, my God, no.
People had to deal with their mental illnesses before they decide they want to take care of somebody else more than they take care of themselves.
Those are the people.
This is real. Listen, she was so, she got caught up in the moment. She paid somebody to hire her. Like, she hired them to follow her boyfriend and all that stuff. And they had a camera and everything. And they kicked down the door. And she saw her boyfriend in a hot tub with another man. And this bitch, she just grabbed the radio and
you know what? I'm gonna tell you the realest shit I ever wrote.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna tell you the realest shit I ever wrote. If I walked in with my wife with another woman, I'd just be like, all right. Not saying I would want to be a part of a conundrum. But I would feel better with my wife with a woman than, because if I walk in the house and my wife is in the bed with another man, I'm killing both of them. They dead as fuck.
On her nigga with another nigga, and they was drinking champagne.
If I was the woman, I'd be like, You gotta come home eventually.
Ain't nobody come home. One of them tried to jump out the tub, and he died anyway because his feet were still halfway in the water.
No, did y'all hear about Nick Cannon and Kells?
No.
They said Kells' ex-wife came home and caught Nick Cannon wearing a cheerleading suit dancing, and her drawers had her boxy drawers and cheerleading outfit on. And when Kells was under the covers, and Nick Cannon was standing over him dancing in the cheerleader outfit when she came in the house.
Hey, well, I guess when you got all these kids and a gang of pussy, I guess you just start going to live.
I'm not really surprised about none of that, though, because at the same time, if it's true, I wouldn't be surprised. But at the same time, if it's a lie, I still wouldn't be surprised.
Man, this is like everybody. Look at everybody. Let's go back in time a little bit. Eddie Murphy. Remember when he got caught with goddamn trans testicles? It's like, wait a minute. First of all, let me say this, and this is another thing that I'm sorry, sweet people, say it. You can't get tired of pussy. Be like, all right, well, I'm just tired of pussy. I'm just, you might start fucking on some men.
Not unless you get
it. I can't. I ain't going to be able to do it.
Well, I tell you what, I stay in my business. I mind my business. But these people don't really have a line this day. It's not
well,
me. It's a whole lot of, I guess, like a lot of pranks and little Richard stuff going on now.
I got my wife. That's all I need.
I seen one little boy.
Oh, that
he
means
looks
that
like a little girl.
Really?
And he's walking with
everybody.
A girl.
Everybody is off the goddamn slate. I got my wife. That's all I need. I'm not getting ready to. You ain't gonna have me on the news talking about I've been going up in Nick Cannon or some goddamn No.
That's that weird shit.
That no, this is my own president. Well, shit.
I know Trey Song. Something going on with that. So they trying to act like they want all the women and take all the girls. No, I don't want no girls.
I hear it. Shit, I'm about to bounce up off this joint. I got to go and get me some vittles. I'm sitting over here with the stomach growling and shit.
All right, Pete. Good night, y'all.
Good night, yo. Everybody, radio. Yeah. I'm be around. So if y'all want to hear me, just call me. I mean, I just gotta go and get me some goddamn V-Dals. Yeah.